getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, time for another hour of great old time music. That's a fancy way of saying polkas. Well, mostly. I mean, a waltz fits in there, a schottische fits in there. It's kind of a flexible deal, actually. Usually there's an accordion involved, or a concertina, maybe. But here we go, Tim Zumpa Hour on the air for another week with another stack of great old-time records to play for you today. We'll see how things go. Where will it lead us? I don't know, but we're going to start with Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys Orchestra. It's the Take Me Baby Polka. There you go. That's an old Lil Wally record right there. Take Me Baby Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show back again for another week here. How the heck are you doing out there anyway, huh? We're doing the show today. I'm in the studio here, and I'm like, why is it so dark? I mean, it's early afternoon where I'm at doing this right now. You might be listening to this at midnight. I have no idea. But for me, in the real world where I'm doing it right now, it's middle of the afternoon, early afternoon. And there's no clouds, there's no rain, but it's dark. You know why it's dark? Canadian wildfires. And a lot of that smoke is blowing out over northern and northeastern Minnesota, which happens to be where I am. So what looks like cloudy skies are actually smoke from hundreds and hundreds of miles away. But it makes the room seem dark, and it makes it seem like I'm doing the show in the evening, like late in the evening. And I'm not. It's messing with my head, though, man. Anyway, I'll try to get past that if you will, okay? Here's Chicago's Concertina All-Stars. It's the Ice Cream Polka.
Thank you.
There you have it there. I don't know. It didn't really make me want ice cream, but it was the Ice Cream Polka, Chicago's Concertina All-Stars on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, the only place where you're going to find an hour of great old-time music, right here in this particular spot, anyway. I know we have some stations that the show is on where they got lots of great people playing polka records, doing polka radio shows. Glad to be among those, and places where this is a standalone show. Hey, see what can happen when you leave the polka people in charge, right? All right, I have Bohemian Brass, not the name of the band, but the name of the song, actually. Here's the Bohemian Brass by Brass with the Midas Touch, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. There you go. It's the Bohemian Brass. That's the song. The band is Brass with the Midas Touch, M-I-T-A-S. Not like the muffler shop, all right? Just want to clarify that for you. You're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. You have a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever. You need to get in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. There are many ways to do it. You know, Batman just had the bat phone. Well, I guess he had the bat signal, too. But, I mean, you had to be kind of local for that. Like, you know, if Gotham City was in trouble and they whipped out the bat signal and Batman was in Pittsburgh, it really wouldn't do much good. Although I suppose Alfred would see it and then call him on the bat phone, and there was a remote bat phone in the Batmobile. Anyway, we're getting off the subject here, but I do not have a bat phone. It's just a regular phone. But you can text or you can leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. Okay, did you write that down? 218-259-2985, if you have a request or dedication, question, comment, whatever the case might be. You could also shoot an email this way. It's just oompahour at AOL.com. That's easy. Oompa Hour. Just one word, all small letters. Oompa Hour at AOL.com. We're also on Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All those ways. Yeah, Batman just wished he had all that technology available to him, right? Could you see Batman in the Batmobile checking his email? It'd come up on the Bat screen on the Bat computer, wouldn't it? Anyway, I feel like now I'm committed to playing the Batman polka, and I don't have any idea where the record is, so you're not going to hear it. But you are going to hear John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman. This is the Beer in Heaven polka. And sometime before this record came into my possession, because this record's like 60 years old, somebody wrote "no" on it in dark pen over and over on top of it. "No, no" is written on top. Like, only play the other side. And that may have been a record that was played, you know, in a roller skating rink, or it could have been in a jukebox or something, or it could have been at a radio station and the boss didn't want you to play songs about beer or something. All I know is when I see a record that says "no" on the side, I always make sure to play it. You know what I mean?
Im Himmel, da ist kein Bier, drum trinken wir das hier. Und wenn wir's nicht mehr hören, drum trinken meinen Freunden meinen Bier.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, kein Braun. Und wann ich hab ein großer Durst, nix ein Trinken hab ich für mein Fertigbaum.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and glad you're along with us. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum for just a moment, shall we? And invite you to, at the very least, check out their website, because that's free and handy and interesting. And maybe attend some of their events or just stop by to look at the museum. If you find yourself somewhere in the vicinity of Superior, Wisconsin, check it out. Worldofaccordions.com is where you would drive yourself on the World Wide Web if you wanted to check it out without getting out of your pajamas, you know what I mean? They got 1,400 accordions on display, give or take. I mean, they come and go. You know how it is with accordions. Oh, sure they do. And they have all sorts of historical memorabilia, research material, I want to say like paperwork, you know, like research things, historical documents about the music, the people, the instruments. It's all there, man. And it's a little overwhelming to see that many instruments all in one place, but that's where you can do it. They got the concert hall. Every now and then there's a concert in the concert hall. You can find out more by checking the website or giving them a call. And, of course, all kinds of events, musical, educational, and just plain fun things, too. Look them up online, worldofaccordions.org. All right? That'd be interesting if you had kids, you had twins. Name one of them Dot and the other one Org. Org sounds kind of silly. Dot, though, is a perfectly good girl's name. But, yeah, Org, we'd have to work with that. Maybe that's short for Organoliski. I have no idea. We went down a rabbit hole with that one, but let's play brass with class. My wife is always drunk.
With my wife is done.
Have it. Brass with class. My wife's always drunk. I like that big long note at the end. Gives me like a background while I'm talking out of the end of the record, you know? Anyway, there you have it. Brass with class. My wife is always drunk. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. Look at that. We're into the middle of the month of May already. Maybe even a little bit past the middle of the month of May already. Well, we are past the middle of the month of May already. It's practically June. What is with that? We haven't, you know, this is sad. We haven't taken our boat out in 3 years. Can you believe that? 3 years. It's stored. I mean, we stored it well when we put it away 3 years ago, but we figured it would only sit there for 1 year. But so many things came up. Summer goes by fast in northern Minnesota. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm already thinking about it's only going to be 4 months and there's going to be flurries. Oh, what are the odds that gas is going to be good? It's got a full tank. A premium in it that's 3 years old. But we did squirt some of that stable stuff in there. So my plan is we'll get it out and hope the mice and the critters didn't eat all the wiring out of it. And if that sucker starts, we're just going to drive it around the lake until we use up all that old gas. That's the plan. We'll find, I'm sure the boat guys, you know, the mechanic guys at the shop will be like, don't do that. That old gas is bad for it. But we're going to try it anyway. That's the plan. We'll keep you updated on that as summer progresses. We'll see how it goes. Now, the guy who's probably responsible for more polka music being beamed into homes around this country of ours is Larry Welk. Good old Lawrence Welk and his champagne music. Always had accordion players. Myron Florin, for example. And he always had polkas on his TV show. And man, zillions of people watch that. Zillions of people are still watching that because it's in reruns on PBS. And even my wife will watch it. Because it's one of the few places where you can see actual musicians actually playing music on the television these days. And we don't play very many Lawrence Welk records here on the show. And I have a bunch of them, and they're very enjoyable. Here is one from 1957. Lawrence Welk and his champagne music and the Amelia Polka. Thank you. There you go. Told you, a little Lawrence Welk. Always good for you, right? That's my theory anyway. That's the Emilia Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And just spinning the records like I do every week here on the show. I got an Eddie Caruso record that's been sitting here for like 3 weeks that I never seem to get to. And it seems to come up toward the end of the show, and I'm like, oh, I don't have time to play this now. And it's a slow number. I can't even decide if it's a waltz for sure. I can't remember. And I'm going to play it for you. But not right now, in a couple of minutes, because first I got the Naturals on the turntable, and this is not a slow number. It's the Sock It To Me Polka.
I had my first drink tonight, sock it to me. Bartender, go easy, please, on the mix. Tonight I feel good, so please, sock it to me. I'm out to paint up to town just for kicks. I had my second drink tonight, sock it to me. I fear that last drink went right to my head. So I asked for another drink, sock it to me. I know that I'm stiff and ready for bed. Sock it to me. I know that it's time to quit, won't be long. Bartender, make me one more for the money. For the show, everyone sing along. I had my last drink tonight, sock it to me. Bartender, don't give me one for the road. Somebody just take me home, sock it to me. It's true that I've really got me a load.
There you go, the Naturals there featuring Whitey singing, by the way, says right on the record here with vocals by Whitey. It's the Sock It To Me 2 polka. So somewhere there must be a Sock It To Me 1 polka, but I don't know. But anyway, it's the Naturals here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I got that Eddie Caruso record sitting on the turntable over here. It's over on turntable number one, as a matter of fact. And that's going to be our official waltz for the day, which doesn't mean I might not slip in a second one. And this record's been laying around here for a long time, and I never seem to get to it. And today is the day. So, dancers, here you go.
Alone, my heart's not made of stone. You thought you were smart to fool around with my heart. Please leave me alone. Don't ring my telephone. Don't bother to call me, 'cause I won't be at home. Please
Carosa and his orchestra there, and clearly he would like you to leave him alone. Don't even you dare ring up his telephone. Indeed not, here on Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Something's gone wrong with my records here. I got the wrong color sleeves again. I hate when that happens. And I keep telling you, we try to keep these records organized. See what happened here is I put Lawrence Welk back in a gold sleeve, and he really belongs in a red one, because this Eddie Carosa record belongs in the gold sleeve that the Lawrence record was in. And over here, ready to go on turntable two, it's Elmer Scheid and his band. This is a good scratchy 45. This ought to have some of that authentic old record patina for you. I feel like I've played this song in the last month or so. But the record was at the bottom of the stack on the other side of the shelf. I don't see how it's possible. Elmer Scheid and his band, it's the Bye Bye Baby Polka. Tell you what, if you saw that record, you would have expected it to sound a lot more crackly than that. That was not bad at all. The Bye Bye Baby Polka, Elmer Scheid and his band, says right on the record here, from New Ulm, Minnesota. And somebody liked this one a lot because they put a check mark in it and they went in pencil on the black label and they went over it like 86 times, so you can't possibly miss it. It's like, when this record comes around, play this side. It's not me. I did not make that very obvious pencil check mark. No. Now, every now and then I run across a record, I'm like, wow, that really stands out as not being a typical old-time record, because maybe it's by a band that you normally don't associate with old-time music, or the style doesn't feel right. You know, different records have a different feel. You know, like a Yankovic record feels different than a Whoopi John record. The style and the feel is completely different. And this one, I always like, well, okay, I suppose. I mean, it's called the Crazy Polka. So it's obviously a polka, and I listen to it. I've been playing this record. It's been in my collection for decades, and I'm like, yeah, it's obviously a polka to this one, but it doesn't get on the show very often. But let's just do it this week. It's Jackie Lee. It's Piano Polka, really, is what it is. Here's the Crazy Polka.
Oh,
See, they sounded pretty crazy. They sound like they're having a great time in that one. Jackie Lee there, the crazy polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldie show every week. All this silliness happens right here. And just turn it up and dance. You don't have to dance. It's not required. But I bet you can't even listen to the show without at least a little toe tapping. You know what I mean? Now I have the High Toppers Orchestra. I do from Texas. They got the Green Garden Polka. There you go. That's a dandy from the High Toppers, a little group out of Texas here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That was the Green Garden Polka, by the way. I got to work on our 78 of the week. Every week we try to play a 78, at least one, because everything's great when it's on a 78. And that just rhymes. And I was looking through the stack here, and I see I have the Tubby the Tuba Schottische. I do, by Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. And I checked, and we played this a year and a half ago. I believe it or not, in all this confusion, in all this mess of records and stuff going on here, well, that's interesting, I do keep track. And we played this over a year ago. And it's just fun to play the Tubby the Tuba Schottische, so I thought it would be good to play it again. So that's coming up here in just a few minutes if I don't run out of time, because I got to play this and then play one over there and then switch over that turntable for playing 78s. There's a lot of work involved in this show, you know? In the meantime, I mentioned Frank Yankovic earlier, didn't play any of his records, so I feel like I should now. It's the Top of the Hill Polka. right, there you have it. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I'm going to work on getting the turntable over there switched over for playing 78s. And while I do that over on turntable number one, you can listen to Whoopi John and the orchestra doing the Colonel Bogey Polka over here on turntable number two, right? Right. Sounds right to me. You can probably tell that's Whoopi John's orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. You want oompas, you put on a Whoopi John record. More oompas per beat than any other record. That could have been a slogan, huh? Anyway, look at the time is flying by already. Holy moly, I haven't even got in our 78 of the week already. We're going to do it right now. This is a challenging one because this is like a 78 from the early 50s maybe. And RCA started sending them out to radio stations pressed on very thin vinyl instead of the traditional shellac. And some of them were even micro groove. So you got to be careful which needle you choose. And I couldn't decide. I kept switching between them to see which one sounded better. And I picked this one. So here's the Tubby the Tuba Schottische, Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. Yep. right, Lawrence Ducal, the Red Raven Orchestra. Nice sound of old 78. It's always great on a 78. That's the official saying of old old-time records on 78s, at least around here in the Oompa Hour. Right, that's the Tubby the Tuba, Schottische Lawrence Ducal and his Red Raven Orchestra. Now, how long has it been since we played a record by Gary Kent and his band? Wait a minute. I think I know how to look that up. Let me try this once. Live here. Because I don't have very many Gary Kent records, and I was cleaning. Where was I cleaning? I was cleaning down the garage, and I was going through some boxes of records, and I was like, there's a Gary Kent album down here. Oh, geez. According to this, we played a Gary Kent record, about 6 months ago. But it wasn't this record, because I didn't have this one. It's even autographed. Man, I tell you what, this is making my head dizzy in here. I got 78 going around at 78 RPM on one turntable. I got a 33 and a third going around at 33 and a third on the other turntable. And my eyes are seeing the two of them, and it's like, wow! I feel like I'm tripping out in the 60s or something. Anyway, Gary Kent, the band, Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. There you go, Gary Kent and his band. That's what it says right on the record there. And Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. I always think there should be a comma. Put Your Arms Around Me, Honey. But maybe not. I'm not really sure. But I got to keep this record out because I want to play another one off of there later because this album's been in the basement for like, I don't know, 20 years? Something like that. So we'll keep that one handy. So I got it for next week. Man, look at the time going by here. We're going to go out, I think, on a very scratchy record for Bernie White's Musette Orchestra. Yes, but first, we got to do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, boy, I tell you what, things are getting a little dicey over here. I got a stack of 78s that are the ones that are done that I played. And I had an old VCR I had to set somewhere. It's a long story, so I set it on top of this teetering stack of 78s. And now I just played a 78, so I put that on top of the VCR that's on top of the stack that's teetering on a box and another stack of records, and it's all getting a little tippy. There could be a large crash if I'm not careful. But anyway, I told you we'd go out on a classic but scratchy Bernie White record, and I'm sure I have a nice, clean, not scratchy copy of this, but you know what? That would be cheating. There you go, Bernie White's Musette Orchestra there. That's Hot Pretzels. I'm sure you recognize that, even if you couldn't think of the title, because that happens to me, and every time I play it, it makes me want to have pretzels, you know what I mean? It's just one of those records we all know. Look at that, the old clock on the wall says it's about time to wrap this up for another week, but I still got a big stack left I didn't even get to, so we'll start in on those next week as we prepare to have another edition of All This Stuff.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.